what to do on those days where you just do not feel it. You don't believe in yourself, nobody else seems to be believing in yourself, nothing seems to be working and it's just difficult. What on those days where motivation alone is just not enough? Well, I say these are the moments where we just need to surrender to something higher, something that is out of our control, something that gives faith and hope beyond our logical thinking. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. We are at another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. And no, I'm not going to talk and teach you spirituality because I am discovering my spiritual being myself and I'm not a spiritual teacher. But there was a moment beginning of January where I was taken shortly of my belief, my highest I'm holding on to habit. When I just don't know what I'm doing in the moment and I need something to hold on to that gives me the faith and hope that I am on the right path and that everything I'm doing is unfolding just the way it's supposed to be. Because let's be real, not everything is in our control. And the little small steps that paint the whole big picture in the end are sometimes hard. Difficult. Not every day is the same. And what are you doing on those days? Well, let me tell you first my story. It was shortly after New Year's Eve. It was still those days where you are somewhat getting back to life, where still those expectations are in the air, this stillness somewhat, and you don't really know, should I stay or should I go? Shall I move forward or shall I just, you know, be and rest for a few more days? And my partner and I went for a walk. And early afternoon, knowing that we need to be back for a dinner we were invited to of his mentor and someone who is involved in the company he is working for. And so we knew our walking time is somewhat limited. And we start walking, there was puddles everywhere because we are now in the raining season in the Caribbean. And we walk along and I just look at my watch because I'm tracking currently all my walks and runs and sleep and general energy levels. And I look at the watch and it says 333. And I tell this my partner because I always used to tell him, look, 111, 333, 444. And he was joining me in this game. And I thought that he somewhat feels the same as I would feel, that angels' numbers give him the hope he needs to on days where things are going astray. So now I am not very knowledgeable about numerology. Nor did I study it, nor do I teach it, but there is something in it, a little ritual that I developed. The more I believe in those numbers, the more I believe in myself, and the more they keep on showing up in my life. I don't think this is a coincidence, by the way. But we walk, and I tell him 333, and he says, yeah, you know what? Explain me. How does that work with those numbers? And I had to think for a short moment and I was like, I don't know if there is anything really working as such in a down-to-earth way as I would need to explain it to him so he can actually relate to it. But I just told him the story. Like, you know, when nobody believes in you, in what you are doing, on moments where you don't even believe in yourself because your vision and the path you are on, your huge goals are just so big that they are beyond your own belief because it's new, you haven't been there yet, you haven't touched it, you haven't felt it, you haven't achieved it, and it's just daunting. You would need something to hold on to. that is just as big as your dream. And this is not our logical brain, because your logical brain will tell you, come on, just, you know, leave it, do something easier, go back to corporate, why would you even want to quit your job? It will tell you anything to keep you safe. And I told him to give you a tangible example, and I said, you know what, I was running 2 days ago and I had to run fast according to my Garmin trainings plan. I'm currently following a 5K trainings plan just to have a little goal set. The thing is, that plan is not synced to my lifestyle, to my body, to my work schedule. So it's just a random plan that tells me to train 3 times a week, but it doesn't include PMS, the week of my period. It doesn't really know when I was having wine, when I had a sleepless night, where I had to work more than usual, so I couldn't really go on the run. It's an outline of something, and then it says, okay, it's an easy run today. And I was feeling everything, but not like it would be an easy run. And I was running, I was giving it all despite, because I just know, you know, if you say you would do something and then you don't do it, you prove your brain every time that you can't do it, that you are not capable, that you're not able to do so. And that's why I went on this run despite feeling tired and probably not being able to deliver what I was supposed to deliver according to the plan. And I had a moment of, oh my goodness, what am I even doing here? What am I doing here? Why am I doing this to myself? And that moment, I just wanted to look at my sports watch, seeing like how long it's gonna last till, how far did I go? And it says, it was an angel number. I think it was 2:22. That was the time. It was 2:22 p.m. And immediately I was on the roll thinking like, you know what? Stop questioning it, finishing it. There is a higher purpose to that. You don't even have to know why right now, but you went on this journey for a reason. You wanted to run this plan for a reason. You showed up for yourself for a reason, and just gave me this moment of, you know what? Do it. You don't have to know today why. It's hard. You can do it. And if not, slow down. That's it. And I continued my journey. I finished my run and I explained him this, and I said, that's what's keeping me going. And my partner looks at me on that walk and he says, but you are fooling yourself. And I was, excuse me, what? You don't believe in my angel numbers and now you don't want me to believe in it? And then I just responded, I was hurt, I have to confess. But I responded to him, you know what? Perhaps you don't have anything in your life right now that is so extremely difficult where you would actually need that extra hope, this ridiculous something to hold on to that goes something like 1111 means you're on the right path. 2:22, expect abundance. When you see 12:12, good vibes are close. When you see 10:10, your spirit guides are near. Or when you see 3:3, good change is about to come. Like, perhaps you don't need nothing of it right now. And this was also the topic we spoke about in our walk. And he said, yeah, I do not have big goals that scare me. I don't have big goals that are beyond my logical brain currently that I'm aiming for. And then he understood why I kind of do this 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3 thing when I don't know any better. Fast forward a day, we went in the evening to this dinner with his mentor and we talked business. And in the end of that conversation, by the way, to my surprise, because the universe is listening and words set things in motion, guess what? It was a conversation about goal setting for 2025 for my partner, where he should bring the company to you and what is expected and et cetera, et cetera. And believe it or not, it was big. The goal set and agreed on was just big enough so he knew that he needs to go out of his comfort zone more than ever. It's kind of he asked for it, we spoke about it, and the universe delivered. We had dinner, we spoke, we had some drinks, and in the end, he received a present from his mentor. It was flower bulbs, you know, those little things you put in the ground and then you water them and you get like nice flowers. And it came with a message. And I can't recall the exact words right now, but it was something like, sometimes you will have to water them less, sometimes more. So if you screw up, they won't grow. But if you water them properly, little by little, they will grow and make you a beautiful garden, whatever. It was metaphorically speaking, representing his growth, saying that whenever you have a hard time, remember these flower bulbs. And I was like, ha, there we go. There are your angel's numbers now, and you will probably be thinking of your mentor's words every single time you are having a hard time. Every time you water these bulbs and you see the flowers growing, you will experience your personal growth. You will see that you're moving forward every single day. So let me ask you now, what is your to-go habit? Spiritual ceremony, belief, something bigger than you, something bigger than you think, something that you can surrender to and give away your control. And every time you experience hardship on your journey, you will be like, ah. When I look at this, when I look at my little altar, I believe. When I see that little bird singing, I believe. What is it? And if you don't have anything, create it. And the more you practice, you will find this depth in faith and hope that everything you set out for is out there for you. And having faith and developing faith is just a little tiny part, the last part of my strategy and free audio training on how to achieve anything, how to stop playing small with your potential and achieve anything you set out for. The link is in the show notes. It's free. Go get it because I believe in you 1000% that you are meant for what you are doing. You are meant to be here.